Yeah, we're practically friends.
What did you say?
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about fucking anything on here.
What?
Yeah.
That's how buddies do it.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, bitch ass.
Well, we can talk about that now.
Look at this fucking thing!
We're practically friends.
Okay, I didn't know. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Practically Friends podcast. I am the newly appointed producer. Crickets, no? Okay. And this
in
is...
In post,
yeah. But, I'm fun to be here.
No, you can talk freely. What?
Bye.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for being
You're
a mom
awesome.
To all of us.
Thank you. Man, I love Jen. She's awesome.
She's cool shit, man. Lucky to know her. And to think that we met on Facebook dating and like after one time of
no
dating,
way.
Yeah, we met years ago when Dad was still alive.
Mm.
And she's like, do you mind if I smoke there? It's like, I guess not. So but we had to sit outside. I didn't know how Dad was gonna.
Yeah, I got you.
So we sat out in the stoop or whatever, and we talked for like 15, 20 minutes. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to go back to my kids. It's like, all right, see ya. And we just, it was obviously not ever going to work, you know? But not in a bad way, just didn't click.
It's just y'all are friends.
No, you know? And that's the thing. It's like, I always think, we're practically friends. Shit.
Like, yeah.
She's practically our madam here and trying to pimp us out.
Yeah.
But no bites so far. So yeah, send your emails to Practically Friends Podcast
do like a raffle. See.
No, I think we need to do an opposite of a raffle. Like we pay people to take us. We'll donate it to charity. I promise.
Yeah,
promise.
Yeah, and no, but like that's the thing. It's like you go on this jaded, convoluted bullshit online dating situation that you know that we find ourselves in and stuff, and like people are so jaded, you know. But like you find a real person, it's like worst case scenario, you gain a friend
for sure,
you know, because we're adults.
That's
hopefully.
Why I'm Atlanta.
And then you know, and it worked out, and you know, and now she's keeping the house spick and span.
The mom of the house.
No, not trying to be racist when I say spick and span. as Landon's here wearing a Compton toboggan or whatever.
What's up?
Oh, by the way, we have my son Landon here as well.
My boy, my homie.
Yay, yay.
Yay, yay.
My husband.
And then my grandson here. Dominic, not Dominique way.
No, brand new Dominic.
Yeah. You know what? I don't even think Deport would get jealous because he doesn't listen to episodes. Not unless he's on them.
That selfish motherfucker.
Hey. He is a little bit, but
Deport.
I can say it.
You this for you, Deport.
This is only your second episode, technically.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you get to talk shit on your third.
Oh, okay, okay. I'll save it. I'll start writing my...
Yeah.
I'll be like 8 Mile, like, writing on my hands. Ready to go.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. Who's the Brittany Murphy of the 8 Mile? Chewy. He's blonde. So, all right. So, yeah, we have a brand new... if you didn't listen to last episode with that awesome story about me and Hopper, or the Device's journey to go see Pantera.
This shit was dope.
Yeah, this is your first official episode, really.
Fuck
yeah. Other than that, that one kind of just sat in on. That was in fact all about us.
Oh, I was completely fine with that. I was listening.
Because he's not able to make it out here all that often. Nah. He said, he's like, oh, dude, I'm definitely coming tomorrow. I was like, dude, I'm out of my medicine. I'm not going to want to fucking play guitar or anything. It's like, you want to cuddle? Like, because we didn't cuddle at the hotel room?
I guess, dude,
I'm going to be watching murder shows or SNL.
Yeah. Like it's gonna be a good time. We can pop some popcorn in the microwave.
Yeah,
I'll start the candles. You know,
you could like feed me Stag like a sick wounded vet in like the Civil War, and put a wet rag on my forehead, and nurture me back to health. You know, so I can get back in my bloomers and be right. But no,
I'm gonna get a Stag drip going for you.
Ooh, talk about I think that's gonna be that would be. The only time in which I think I get alcohol poisoning from Stag.
Shit.
And trust me, I've tried. I gave up last night. Early.
Just gave up.
Well, quote unquote early. It was like 2:30. I'm like, dude, I'm tired of lifting this bottle up. It's like, I just want to go to bed. I've been drinking. I've been day drinking and this, that, and everything. It's like, I brush my teeth like 4 times a day because my tongue would get dry. And it's like, man, this is just becoming a job. And I'm trying not to work right now.
He's like, I quit. I'm clocking out.
How dare you? I always thought Onstag would always be there for me.
Needs but, a little stronger.
No, that you, but when you're talking about a Stag drip, can I recite a story, like a quick story that Dale told me?
You almost said Deborah.
No, because I didn't know. It's been a while since I referenced somebody.
Fair enough.
I didn't know if I could say his name, but yeah. Fuck you, Dale. I'm going to say your name. Love you, buddy. But he said he was he was at this big old, like, it's Florida. And there's this, like, commune of, like, nothing but a compound. Mm. You know, like, campsite compound. And it's nothing but fucking, like, skinhead bikers and shit.
Oh, that's the best place.
Love those.
Yeah. So, and he's like, dude, those motherfuckers know how to party.
Party.
Party. Ooh. Let's take our nips real quick.
Oh, yeah.
And he said this one guy was like getting pissed off that that the coke wasn't hidden. He ran out of heroin. And all he had was Jack Daniels left, so he opened up the door to the bathroom to make sure this guy was okay. He was literally injecting Jack Daniels into his veins.
Mm.
And he's like, whoa! And they're like, ready to go!
Whoa.
But it was like a bottle rocket. Like, he was like, ah, blah, blah, blah. And the ambulance was called.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So. Them motherfuckers don't fuck around.
I was expecting you to say he was boofing it.
Oh, the boofing?
Yep.
God damn it.
And for you youngsters listening to the educational program here, boofing is when you use your prison wallet. And if you don't know what that is,
look it up.
Get older, and then you'll find out.
Ask me to listen.
Especially if you're from Salem. You'll find out.
You'll find out pretty quick.
Yeah.
Just going
actually,
to the
if you're from Salem, you're probably boofing at this very minute.
While
neglecting your kids.
Yeah.
See, I didn't try and sit there and try and find it. I put a flag on it so I could play it later.
Look at you go. I'm proud of you.
I'm so proud of my
heart. Let me kiss you, bro. All
right, so let's get to know you for a second.
Okay.
It's only for a second because we got stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We got stuffs and things and
plans,
things and stuffs to talk about.
First day as a producer.
And so just plans. And over time, people will come to get to know you.
Let's go.
So obviously you're not Dominique Way.
Mm-mm.
Or Deport. You're just Dom.
Yeah.
And it's not because he's bossy.
Nah. Not yet.
Ha! Wait, hold on. What? Harder, Daddy.
Oh, no.
Make Daddy smile.
It's like that one guy that we saw. The one dude with like the...
You're talking about... Oh, what's his name?
Oh, man. He's on the...
Peterson. Yeah. Something Peterson. No, Pig Slut from YMH. You know what I'm talking about. With the,
oh,
the
my God. That's disgusting, man.
Yeah, man. No. He did... The tit cup guy. The tit cup guy. Yeah. God bless his soul. He's so loyal to Mistress. He's got her name tattooed on his slut tips now. Yeah.
Let's hear it, Dom. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well,
I was going to say.
I'll go ahead.
Well, how about we, real quick, how did we come to meet?
So, I'll go ahead and give a background. We got Landon, my boy. I work with him. And I came here to I guess, hang out is the best way to put it.
To buy some vegetables.
Yeah, buy some of the nice lettuce.
Yeah, well,
we all been smoking the jazz cabbage tonight.
And then that's when I met my good old boy, Kyle.
What's up?
I don't know if you all know him yet. He's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's my first time, too.
Oh, okay, cool. Awesome. Well, now I'm the host now. Let's go. And then,
that just sounded like, I am the captain now.
I'm the captain now. So, yeah. No, it's pretty cool. He walked me back to the studio and showed me the whole layout and whatever. He's like, yeah, run a podcast and whatever the fuck. I was like...
Just now, you sounded like Jack so bad.
Oh, man.
I love it. I'm gonna do a comparison.
Nice.
Next time Jax is here, he's probably going to say something, too.
Nice.
But he's in college. He left me for education or some shit.
Oh, stupid. Purposes.
What a whore.
I know. But yeah, so...
those college parties go hard.
Huh?
Those college parties go hard.
It depends on where you go. I hear Ball State's crazy.
He's not a partier.
What?
Jax? No. Never a partier, really.
Yeah, my brother was also not a partier.
No, he's just
And he got kicked out. For partying too
You gotta dip your toe into the water a little bit.
Just a little.
Or else you're gonna die of hypothermia. You know what I'm saying?
But, no, so...
Yeah, so you worked with Landon, and then...
Yeah, I met you back here.
Just recently, you started getting the itch.
Getting the itch to be on the pod.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to be on there.
And I need somebody dedicated, so... Mm-hmm.
Texted me a whole paragraph itching about it.
Oh.
So then we started talking about that, and then for you guys wondering why we never have video, blame Jax and Ted. They're both fired.
You're fired, bud.
But now, we are on our way. This is an official announcement. We are well on our way to getting video back up as a regular thing in the foreseeable future.
I'm excited.
So, definitely within a year.
Get to see all of our ugly mugs again.
Yeah.
We'll see Dom's ugly.
I'm going to see how much Land weight I can either lose or gain by then. Oh, we could do a poll on YouTube.
Oh, let's go.
It's who's like, will Kyle be fatter or slimmer? By the time video
we got like a photo by photo comparison, like the biggest loser kind of photos.
Yeah, let's go. No, Nate didn't die. I just absorbed him. He would have liked that joke. That's why it's okay to say.
Yeah. God.
Yeah. So, and then, was that, and now we're dipping our toes in some other ideas and this new producer. I think it's going to work out good, man. We've been talking about it. I've forewarned you that you need to rein me in like a wild toddler with my drops and everything and staying on topic, being concise and letting other people talk.
Yeah. Well, like you are always cool. Like. Okay, some with me, I've listened since I've heard that you've had the podcast. I've listened, I mean, consistently while I work. I'm a plumber, so I got a lot of time with just listening. So I just listen consistently
the very beginning?
I started because I saw a name that clicked the back of my mind and my little happy cells went off in the back of my mind. Landon.
That was the first one. Long ago.
No, it was not. I heard that one, and then I saw Lucas. So I watched that one.
Oh, yeah. He was on here, too.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
With the greatest drummer.
Paul.
Paul, yeah.
Coolest drummer.
Coolest
drummer.
He's
working on being the greatest. Okay, love you, Paul.
Cool. Yeah.
No, he's the greatest person. He's the greatest person that is a drummer.
And then I heard Tate. I basically know the majority of people
without seeing their faces.
Exactly. Like, shout out fucking Perp. Love you.
Yeah.
I hope you are listening. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What?
What? Seriously, what? Use your words.
He just loves my dumb ass. That's what it is.
No, use your words.
It's really so stupid, Thomas.
Stupid what?
He's like, how stupid
I love you, Perp. I hope you're doing all right.
You're listening to
love letter. No, she's taken.
No, she's way too black for her. Not like that.
You're too white for her. You're way too white for her. How's that?
She's way too black. No.
No, see, I cut myself. She's going to love that. She's going to love that. No.
I'm taking.
No, Perp and Tut are fucking all. Oh, and Alex. Yeah. That's your man. He's probably
my ass
guy. The hell out of you.
Yeah. No.
You're already getting in trouble.
No, I just started. Damn it. No, it's not like that.
He's never going to fix my wall.
No. Oh, he's going to be looking for Dom.
Where the fuck is he?
I'll give him Deport. How's that?
There we go. Yeah, Deport's here. Deport's like, what am I going to do?
No, he's that guy that was at, like, Long John Silver's.
But no,
that's been a while since my abs started hurting from laughing. This is good.
It's a great sign. It's amazing.
Okay, put in your bets now. If we keep on laughing this hard, I might get slimmer.
Hey, there we go. I think by the end of this, you're going to be winner, like ripped.
Oh, dude, like fat tits, but like a fucking 8-pack.
Amazing. Amazing.
And it'll look like a cartoon dog with the ears flopped over the face.
Oh, man. But ow. But yeah, no, I've been on my shit. I've been having a lot of time.
On my shit.
On my shit.
Woo! Yeah. That is.
Woo! That is.
Roblox Bronx.
Bro, shout out to the guys at fucking Why, Roblox man? That made the Bronx game. Dude, I'm addicted to it. It is the shittiest game ever, and I love it. I am addicted, dude. You don't understand, and you can't talk, Mr. Forsaken. Shut up.
Bro, I don't dude. Constantly play that game. Okay?
I love it, man. No, you got me addicted to it now. Look, I was playing it for like...
I play when I'm bored.
No, I played for like 2 hours today.
I haven't touched the game in 2 days.
No, listen, with the same killer that you were crazy at, no, I'm crazy with them now. Because it was all the sweats, all sweat lobby. It was crazy. But no, fucking, it's awesome. I love it. I don't know why.
It's that awesome because I just pushed my mic away because I was just letting you talk.
Yeah, fuck. I mean,
I can't really talk though. Well, actually, I can. I play this game on my phone way too fucking much. He's played it.
What is it?
Yo, and he loves it.
What is it? It's this like zombie.
Game it's called like Monster Survivors.
Yeah.
To where like you.
It's
you're
like
in like third
Survivor.
Person almost, like kind of like looking down,
mm-hmm.
and you're like this little stick figure, and you can. Gain up to 4 weapons and level them up, get a bunch of perks and power-ups and all that, and you fight all these hordes of zombies. I spend at least $10 a day on it.
You spend money?
Yeah, he spends money on this.
I'm not telling you the full amount because I...
no wonder why y'all were so ready to spend money on my shit. Like, that's crazy.
No, like, hey, there's a whole, like, side thing where, like, you go through that tier, like, journey thing.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like a constant gamble or roll of the dice on what you get, and you have to like keep going. Like it's kind of like the tower, like on like Mortal Kombat or whatever. And then once you reach the top, then you restart, but with all your personal perks. But you start off over with weapons and,
okay.
Gotcha. And stuff.
Okay,
it's a monthly thing, and it just ended the other day. So
you're kind of itching.
Oh, no. I may have bought the full pass. Again. This is my second month in a row.
No, speaking of...
I could have bought you an Xbox by now. 100%. No, 100%. Like, everything I spent on that game, I easily could have bought you. I could have got you one back when they were rare.
Speaking of Xbox...
I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of it.
This check that I have so I can go get it. Because I got my next one in that's ready for it.
What'd you say? I'm ready.
Chocolate.
Did that even register?
I don't even know if my mic's on.
No, it's on. I hear you.
No, I want like smokers.
I hear you, boy. What are you selling? Chocolate.
Oh my god. Oh my god. God, that was so hot.
But now, all right.
It's hot out here for pimping all the time.
I told you it was me.
No, all right.
So
yeah,
and then you started coming over here, and yeah, we're gonna make you like a hammock somewhere. Because we're out of room.
Let's go.
Until Garrett leaves me, like the whore he is. Even though I love him to death and I will never stop.
We're going to give his bed a Viking funeral in the pond.
Hey, now, that's not his bed. That's mine.
We're going to
buy a bed.
We're going to give Kyle's bed a Viking funeral.
It probably needs it. It's been a while.
Needs someone to play the bagpipes while
like
doing
the
it.
Newest mattress. Actually, no. I got a free mattress for Daniel. Daniel's room,
mm-hmm.
And other than that, the newest one was in the one that you're in, the master bedroom.
Tough.
Only because I have to take care of two of my boys. I like my couch. Oh, dude, I just made my couch even more comfortable.
Really? What'd you do?
I don't like this mic being in. Oh.
Got the host OCD.
There we go. Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Perfect.
I can arch it.
Oh, you can.
Give it to me. I'm worth it. You know how there's a big dip in the middle? Because I sit there playing my fucking stupid phone all goddamn Discovery Mode day.
Yeah.
So there's a big dip. That's where I put my heavy ass in, right? And I switch, and then
I know what dip you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there.
The dip.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that that couch in Raising Hope. It's like, no, have that girl sit with you on that couch. That way, she's forced to get close to you. So I sacrificed one of my throw pillows, and I put it underneath there.
Mm.
It was weird sleeping correctly.
Oh. It's not just like... Wah.
It was like, it felt like my ass was miles ahead of my head. But I haven't woke up hurting too... Well, still hurting because I'm old and fogey, but my back hasn't been yelling at me.
But it feels a bit better.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. Different.
I know.
Usually mine is like, whip. So anyways, let's move on.
Okay.
Two. Hopefully, not hopefully. I think you're going to be a fine addition to the podcast, my friend.
Thank you.
And so far, Landon, you know why? I know he's going to do a good job. And he's already doing a good job tonight. Because he was asking me questions that made me feel uncomfortable.
Some producer type question.
Yeah.
No, I was asking
I called him out. It's like, why do you have to be such a producer right now, though?
No, I was asking him, I was like, how big are you?
Big enough,
I was getting real uncomfortable. No.
How do you want to do this? Like, what order? Like, how do you like to do it? I was like,
I'm a plan guy. I want this, 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 and this.
I just want to laugh and talk into the machinery and people.
And over there on the fucking whiteboard, I got a whole list now of shit.
I brought that out on my own accord. You didn't
no, I will say I just added to it. I am very proud that you gave me a list.
We're going to run out of room real quick if you keep on adulting at me like this. But no, that's a good trait for a producer, and I thank you very much for it. I think you're going to be a good addition to it, even if you're not here for every episode. You know, that's asking a lot. But, you know, because everybody's got their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've had a few people come and go, like Tate and
Jax,
you know. But they're always welcome back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they know that.
It's a home.
We know that.
It's a family.
Yeah. But it was
practically family.
Yeah. That's why it's practically friends. You don't have to be right here to be a friend. Mm-hmm. You'd be in Belgium wearing wooden shoes and shit. You could be in France sniffing on hairy armpits while smoking cigarettes and being gay with snails.
That's a life.
That's the good life.
Man, you know how much I'd pay to sniff a hairy armpit.
No, the fact that you were just on it.
That's it.
That's what I need.
That's it.
What was that on Superstore? It's like, would you like to go to France to be whatever France? Oh no, I don't like France. France is just one big gay ashtray. Oh.
Oh, man.
That was good. That was a good one. I knew, man.
See, that was like mild, dude. Like, you.
No, but
like,
no,
at just, work, I was just.
No, just to fucking quick. Hit it right there without missing a beat. That's oh, comedy yeah. right there.
No, he constantly has something to snap back at you.
I like that. I like that. Huh. So, yeah, there's proof right there. So that's. Oh, shit. That wasn't a 5-minute interview. It was a 25-minute interview.
All right, let's fucking go.
All right. Care. So, for the first ever segment with Dom. It is.
Catching up with Kyle. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
What?
I don't know what that is.
I can't hear you.
I don't know what that is. Catching up with Kyle. Yeah.
Gives you enough. You gotta get like a little fountain. One of those like bartenders.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Alright, first story for Catching Up with Kyle. Lay it on me.
Alright, so. First up, there's this guy named David. I'm not going to... All I'm going to say, this dude is the scum, but one of the smartest and most craziest music artists slash... Not going to spoil it. Why bad smart? Guys.
Why smart? Why because smart? From what the little you told me before, okay. Sounds like he's not...
No, he's smart because this song right here, it's called Romantic Homicide. Don't play it yet because I need to get in some background... This shit was everywhere. Everywhere on TikTok, Spotify, YouTube, whatever. This was, if you look, this is after. So 2.2 million likes on just YouTube.
No, that's his subscribers.
No, right here. Likes right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, this went crazy. This went so insane. This is 188 million views on it. Just the YouTube music video. Yeah.
He's still touring?
Yeah, no, he just canceled it because of...
Well, it says in bands in town,
yeah, he, Carrera, like, I mean, Italy. He canceled it like last week, like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so this is very...
No, just got caught. Okay.
Hey, first comment on here.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll wait to read these.
Yeah. Okay, so before we listen to it...
We can only listen to a little bit of it.
I know. So, okay. I'm trying to think. Go ahead and just click, like, where he's, like, laying down. I think that's where, like, the hook is. Hold on. Right.
You know what? Let's gamble on it.
Yeah. Fuck it. I mean, dude's gonna be locked away forever, so. I hate that I love this song. I hate it. You just skip ahead a little bit, just
this makes me think of that movie where that little kid found that $1 million in the briefcase. You say this guy's only 20?
I think he's 20, 21. He's rough. He's very young.
It's only 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
No, it's a short song. It's definitely made for TikTok. I hate it because there were so many edits to this song.
So he's standing in the rain in like a... It looks like a...
Just like, listen to the words. Just wait. It's bad. In the back of my mind, you died. And why didn't even cry? No, not a single tear.
Why is it on the Chinese subtitles? Who has been...
These Chinese hackers.
Okay, you guys, you fans, stop it. I don't appreciate it.
Okay.
Well, I'll try to put on subtitles. Like,
it's fine. I'm going to go ahead and just bar for bar on it.
Yeah, paraphrase
so you
for
can
it.
Go ahead and... Okay, so this is... Yeah, this scene right here.
Yeah.
This girl looks identical to the girl he killed. This song is about her. So what happened was... Which it was, it just was speculated on why he did it, but this was about.
He fucking did it.
Oh, he was found. She was found chopped up in the back of his Tesla at his house.
Jesus Christ.
Perfect motive. She was, correct me if I'm wrong, she was around 15, 16, and he was 19.
Why would I correct you? I don't know.
I'm just mean, like, whoever, don't, I don't know the full 100%.
Don't quote them, boys.
Exactly. I don't know the lore. But no, this whole music video, that girl was casted to look just like her.
That's
she
wild.
Was already dead.
That's fucked.
She was missing for 2 years, and there were so many photos before she died.
2 years. So how long was the girl in the back of the Tesla?
No one knows. No one knows how long she's been back there. She was chopped up and like all in bags.
I blame Diddy.
No, like this is sick. Like this was before he was famous.
This is very macabre.
Oh my gosh, it's so crazy.
Okay, so tell us the whole story of what happened with this guy.
So, dude got super famous. This whole song is like the sad person, you know, oh my gosh.
Blindfolded in the rain.
Exactly,
His girl.
All the edits were based on that. Yeah, the girl in the video, this is the actual girl and what she looks like. That is her.
That's creepy.
Identical, right?
Yeah.
Like, no.
The
it's
David
crazy.
Files. Okay, I'll watch that, yeah.
Yeah, so basically what happened was she ran away around 14, 15, and for 2 years she was missing. Gone in the wind.
Okay. Missing, but not dead.
No.
No, he... Can I...
Yeah,
I
go ahead, go
I
ahead.
I have an assumption. Go. I'd like to guess.
Okay.
May I guess? Is that she ran away, like you said. Apparently, her name is Celeste.
Yes. Rest in peace, Celeste.
And he was starting to get some ground, some traction with his music and stuff. Got too famous too fast, groomed this chick somehow, or for some one reason or another, probably reminded him of his mother, right? Or some other.
Yeah. Okay.
Not trying to get to the reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the thing is that it happened. Well, she was probably on the run trying to like escape either a broken home or a strict family from like the suburbs or some shit. And then ran into this fucking groomer. Or some person of his entourage. That's why I blame Diddy.
Close. He had no relation to Diddy. They already tried that. None. This dude was like, he was just getting famous.
You don't think he prepared for that shit after he went to jail?
True.
He found all that baby oil.
But no, so apparently, okay, so.
I'm surprised they could get in that house and out without breaking some ankles with all that baby oil.
But, no, so the whole thing is that she ran away from home. Okay.
After this.
Okay. So, she ran away from home. They started dating immediately. And yes, he was around 19.
He probably said,
hey, I'm a songwriter, baby girl. Yeah.
Sending all
come
his DMs.
Exactly.
And
so she ran away.
And she just so happened to show up. Unlike all the other people he probably branched out to.
I don't know. But there was no text.
There's no way.
No, there was no text saying that he was flirting with other people. It was her specifically.
There was. Okay, see, that makes me think that somebody.
Nothing else has come out about any kind of predetermined anything besides they were dating.
But
he liked her and DM'd her.
Okay.
So they started dating. They dated for the 2 years she's been gone. So they had no evidence on where, we don't know if this is the girl because there's no official documents saying that she's there or whatever. We're not really. She was all over the IG live. The Instagram live. She was all over his TikTok live. She was with him constantly. There's photos and video proof of him paying off her friends and people that knew her saying, don't say shit that she's here with me. And it was proven now because they did tests on the body.
Yeah.
She was pregnant. And that's why he killed her. Because you know how bad it would be that a now 20-something-year-old...
What do you mean that would kill her?
No, he killed her
because she got knocked
because she got knocked up. And you know how bad that would be if this 20-year-old impregnated at the time a 15-year-old. And this is a big celebrity where the Diddy thing was coming out. All these things are coming out.
What do you think? He wasn't that big. I'd never heard of the motherfucker.
No, like, he's big.
Your
and
point
like,
is still valid. Yes. I'm just trying to say I'd never heard of this guy.
He's not like Justin Bieber big, but he was Diddy.
And it all
there.
Gets
like,
back to Diddy.
I know. But no, like, quite literally, this dude was skyrocketing. And, like, then all of his unreleased songs came out. All
it's
of them.
Honestly, scary how that his entire career feels like one big confession.
Yes, because there's
not
another
him
song
releasing the same day. Yeah, not him releasing this the same day she was born. How eerie and menacing. Rest in peace.
And then he made an album every single birthday that she had besides, or yeah, but every single birthday she had besides the one that she was
the truth
killed.
About David Case, the grooming timeline.
Yeah, so definitely groomed, 100%.
And bizarre evidence.
Yeah, it was. It's crazy. Like the year that she was speculated that she was killed at that time, there was no album dropped that year. But all the others that
yeah,
they were
he was
together,
busy
there were
chopping her up.
Exactly. That's what everyone's saying. And then, no, it was just insane.
The David story just got really dark.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of people regurgitating the same facts, but. No, so, for example, in the song, he goes, in the back of my mind, you died, and I didn't even cry.
Yeesh.
Yes, and the whole thing is, like, her laying out in the bed with blood spilled all over it, because that's speculated.
That white rose, and yes. He's also dressing her up in the video of nothing but white, lacy, mm-hmm. like, flowy, like, innocent.
Yep.
You know?
And he ruined it by killing her.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, that's probably how he still sees her.
Yeah.
That's and one of the reasons.
He has a bunch of.
There's so many theories you can go on.
Yeah.
As far as like.
No, it's fucking insane. It is.
There's so many like. I'm not a profiler because I don't see color. No. I see colors. I acknowledge them. They're all awesome.
Yeah. But no, it's fucking insane because he has.
They're profiling like the profile of killers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a professional. We should ask my mom. She goes to sleep to this kind of show.
He has a bunch of songs that were unreleased that got released like recently that he put out.
Yeah.
And they're things like, I'm sitting on the back of a cop car and they're questioning me about her. And it's like a big beat drop and whatever. And it's so menacing and scary. Where it's all about like.
What about this one right here?
One. Girl looks just like her.
Yeah, I see it already.
Yeah, it is creepy, dude. It is insane.
Right there, in the back of my mind, you died and I didn't even cry. Wow, it makes sense now.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how nostalgic it's going to be in a few years. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's icky.
Yeah.
Netflix is on their way to make a documentary. Mm-hmm. I'm calling it.
Yo.
I will watch the piss out of that.
Oh, for real.
And I'll stay up until 5 and watch every episode just like I did.
And
with
look. This is a song by him.
This one?
Celeste. Or Celeste, yeah. Celeste. Which is the girl he killed.
Jesus Christ.
It's her name. And I mean, she is painted over all of his songs. Or about her. Specifically.
He must have had some kind of...
obsession?
Infatuation, obsession with her for some reason.
I don't know.
Like, he...
Nothing
like,
came out about that, I
oh,
don't
no,
think.
Oh, no. They're still trying to get all their ducks in a row before they give us the greatest fucking documentary ever now.
That's insane, dude.
Except for Confessions of a Serial Killer.
That
was
awesome.
Fucking amazing.
Was awesome.
I will not ruin it for y'all, but I suggest you, click on Netflixa there in Deutschland or Denmark or Belgium or whatever.
Somewhere on
dude the- cozy up with a fucking a crepe and some chocolate and watch that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing, but no, this is wild.
That is.
I look forward
insane.
To learning more about it. But
yeah, hypothetically, she was pregnant when he killed her, and I think that was why.
No, not hypothetically. You mean allegedly?
Allegedly.
Yes.
I think that was why.
Maybe. I don't even want to look at this fucking page anymore.
No, it's
insane.
It's icky. It's insane.
Icky.
But, no. And speaking of yeah. Go ahead.
He wants to do a drop so bad.
Go ahead. I'll allow one. Go ahead.
Find it.
He's so upset. And
I guess speaking of murders, I guess we can go on to assassinations and talk about the good old boy that we all love.
Ooh-wee. Sticky, icky, icky, ooh-wee.
But no,
even if it's a quickie, wrap that sticky.
You gotta get one more out.
Yep. Okay. It's right in front of me.
But yeah, so speaking of the...
I've been doing good. Cobb, you're good.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm very proud.
Thank you.
What
was the next one?
Our good old boy. Guy. Yeah. Okay. The boy we all love.
Oh, Kurt.
Yeah.
Oh, he says it all. Oh, yeah, my boy Kurt.
Yeah,
he
gone. Yeah, we Kurt. Love that.
Yeah, he gone.
No, fuck it.
Okay,
man.
Before you get into this, I remembered that article about Tim Allen.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't read the article, but it was all you had to do was fucking read the headline on Twitter. I refuse to call it X. It's still Twitter to me, goddammit.
Elon is trying to be a
elongated muskrat.
Elongated muskrat.
Yeah. I will not stop calling you elongated muskrat.
I love Elon until, just because he's stupid.
Until you change it back to Twitter. Why do it X? Why do you have to tramp stamp everything you own?
Tramp stamp.
I still love that one.
I don't appreciate I don't appreciate him doing it. If it was me, I'd do it definitely.
But it's not me doing it.
Yeah. I don't have billions of dollars to spend on some fucking social media.
But no, I love that clip of Elon where he's like, I guess I'm sort of a meme. And like no one laughed.
What? Did you see the newer, or when I say newer, like in the last few years, what is it? On SNL where Mike Myers came back to play Elon?
Yes.
Bleach.
But no, the whole
The Tim Allen thing. It said something about it was what's the guy's name? Something Kirk. What it was?
Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's daughter made a statement, something about like forgiving the killer of her dad, like trying to be like Christian and forgive, you know, right? So, and then there was something, this may be bogus, I don't know. I don't know who fucking posted this, but like Tim Allen said something about like how he, that gave him the will to like forgive whatever happened to his dad. I don't know.
I will say the Christian community is going crazy over it. You know how many AI generated videos there are of Charlie at the thing where he got shot? He like walks up the stairs to heaven and Jesus is waiting for him.
Fucked.
And they're like hugging and he's like waving to the crowd and they're all like waving their hats.
Was he the guy that like I would just come across?
And it's like, him debating.
And it was him like asking people, debate me. You know, it's funny. It's not funny, but that whole like coincidental thing is that I was just then catching up on South Park, the new season, and it was that debate me, coward, debate me, or whatever. And it's like, that sounds like that one dude that I had seen a few times, but I thumbs downed a bunch.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not. I like the fact that he was articulate.
I will say his style of debate is he's very in their face about it. You know what I mean? He's very much like, oh, why is that, huh? And like, he's very much like, it's like if you go to take a...
He's a master debater. Or he was.
Yeah, very much. Was. But now,
shots fired. Oh, shit.
But now, so he, it's so poetic. To what?
Lots of my mama like him.
But no, he was... This is so poetic, the timing. Because he was on this whole debate so far where he's the kind of guy that says, and this isn't me saying this, the blacks. He says that every time he can. And he was having a debate.
That's aggressive.
Oh, it gets worse. He said that, and this is like what he was saying in that moment, was they were talking about gun violence and how guns should be more monitored.
Limited to the whites?
No. This is like someone in the crowd.
No, Kyle.
Someone. So what was going on was it was a whole debate where he was having with a college student. The college student and him were talking about how Guns should be more monitored or something like that. I can't remember. But I do know that the last thing he said was, or was like how the rate of gun violence is really high. Yeah. And then he picks up the microphone and he goes, well, yeah, or he says something along the lines of, well, yeah, because it's mostly black crime, like black on black crime, like that, and immediately gets shot by a white guy.
I mean,
white on white crime.
Hold on.
White on white crime. And he was like, no, white he believes, white. And you can look it up. I am correct on this. He does not believe on white on white crime. He thinks it is not a thing.
See, this is something you should be looking up now, what I'm doing right now.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
No, but I'm looking up, because I'm just trying to familiar massage myself while you're into the mic.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. He is a piece of shit.
I'm looking at this one picture of him, like, leaning back and smiling. You ever see those movies where they did, like, Thumb Wars or whatever? Like, it's like they're, like, it's a face, but it's upside down.
Oh, yeah.
And the face is on the chin.
Yes. He looks.
It looks like that kind of smile.
No, Charlie. He's.
He looks like
he is racist.
He has a Joker mouth.
Homophobic. He is.
He has a Joker smile.
Every label. Yes, he is a fucking Joker. I'm not saying people deserve to be assassinated because he was not really technically hurting anyone. He was just debating.
Charlie Cook debate moments compilation.
Oh, so fucking stupid. Basically, what he does is he has a bunch of Trump supporters lining around him, like, I mean, a flock around them, okay? And then there's one person that is opposing him, and they surround this person. So anytime he says anything, and I'm talking about anything, they're all like, like that, and then they can't get a word in.
Yeah,
and it's so stupid.
That's almost the opposite of what
a debate should be.
Freedom of speech should mean. It should be freedom on both sides.
And yeah, there's
the thing
not.
Is, that's what a debate is. No, it shouldn't be. No offense intended, but not a fucking massacre of opinions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or was it a firing squad of opinions?
Yeah.
Against one person. Like, and yes,
no, it's.
But also, then again, like, I will say that, like, I don't like a lot of, like, the woke movement and canceling shit because it's like, if we're going to change our entire thing for the minority, right, what happens to the majority? Then becomes, then but the thing, it flip-flops, and then the whole majority becomes the loser.
But at the same
time, we need to compromise. We can't just change everything for one fucking person. You know what I'm saying?
I get that, but at the same time, wouldn't it be...
I'm not articulating it well.
No, I get what you mean. I get what you're meaning.
Listen to Chad Daniels.
Yeah.
Then come back to us here on your friendly neighborhood podcast.
Yeah. Finally, drunk ass podcast. But
well, I'm trying to get there, yeah.
Yeah. But no, so he believes, another thing he said, and this is not me paraphrasing, this is exactly what he said, is that if his daughter was to get, you know...
Essayed.
You know what essayed means?
Do we really have to do this? Do we really have to say essayed or unkill yourself?
No, essayed as in like...
Sexually assaulted.
Worse. To a child.
Wait, what? Raped.
Okay, I didn't know if we were saying that on here or not.
Sexually assaulted.
Okay, cool. But basically, if no, she...
Dude, we're not going to pull punches on this.
Okay, cool. Okay, awesome. Basically,
no, if, I'm not going to be like a fucking woke-ass podcast.
No, I get that 100%. It's just I know, like, for me, like, I get very uncomfortable talking about shit like that because I know people that were like that.
You can say it once and continue the conversation.
Okay, you don't have I just to didn't appear, know, you know.
But you don't have to fucking, like, keep on pounding on that word because it is a hard word.
Oh, 100%. It's a
well,
bad
I agree
thing.
With that 100%. Yeah. That is a hard word, right? And everybody's...
But you don't think it should be filtered?
No.
Okay, okay.
Now, if people are just fucking firing it off like that, that's irresponsible
I think the reason people do that and the reason why I automatically was doing that because we're
so... Because nobody wants to get canceled by the fucking the 1% of...
Oh, it's not even that.
People.
It's not even that. It's that
we're so used to like TikTok, for example, and their monetization is where if you say anything like, yes, anything like sexual assault, anything like that, your video will get taken down immediately. You gotta say.
If I say the word suicide.
Yes.
Sorry.
Get taken down.
It's a fucking fact. It's part of life. Why try and fucking sugarcoat it?
Mm-hmm.
The more that we're aware of it and the less we sugarcoat it, the more we can be aware of it and try and prevent it.
True. That's very true. I guess it's more of just a
corporation. If you're trying to brush, like broom it under the rug.
Mm hmm.
That means that you're doing even less than, not like you're just sweeping it under the rug. Give it a name.
I get it. Yeah.
Give it a name.
Fuck yeah.
It's like trying to read Harry Potter without saying Voldemort. Come on, man. Grow the fuck up. It's rape. It's suicide.
Yeah. No, I'm fully with you on that. Yeah.
No.
I just didn't know like. Since this is a podcast
I'm glad
on the
that you
internet,
brought this up because this is something I've been wanting to bring up because I've seen it more and more, and I've seen YMH being censored more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Like they can't even say that; like they take it down.
Well, mainly because they're like a company.
They're syndicated. Yeah, like they have all these sponsors, and they have a lot more to lose. But the thing is that they weren't always like that, and I get why you would bleep it, but they don't change the word; they bleep it.
Gotcha.
And right here, I'll probably have to bleep a couple or some of these.
But okay,
but my point.
But like
stands.
In person, I just go ahead and just get it off.
Oh yeah, just say it. Don't say, "Oh, she was R-worded." Oh, okay. She was retarded.
Okay. So anyway, basically,
I brought it back to comedy.
Yeah. Yep. There we go.
And this is why I love doing this so much because we can have an exchange of ideas,
mm-hmm. and then come right back to the fun.
Yeah,
shit.
And don't you feel better and smarter and a little bit wiser?
Yeah, because we're not at each other's throats anymore. Yeah, you know,
we're not at each other's throats all the time and shit.
Yeah,
but that's how you cope with shit.
That would be a take
it on.
Yes, that's called being on. People and communicating.
Yes, that's the beauty of this thing. I mean, was it like 900 million podcasts are started every year? Is what I heard like years ago. 900 million.
Around like COVID?
Especially around COVID.
Yeah, everyone had nothing to do. Yeah. That's when I started listening to podcasts. But anyway.
Yes. We digress.
Yes. Basically, Charlie Kirk said if his daughter was to get raped and impregnated, he would make her carry the kid. Abortion is not allowed. And because that is against God's will. And that he made that happen. God did. And that was God's plan for that child.
He also gave you a stupid-ass Joker smile.
Exactly.
And he also made that bullet hit right on target.
Mm-hmm. And there were so many memes out there where it's like, Trump is sweating right now, like, so glad that wasn't the sniper. He would have been done. But no. And then now it's a whole thing where, like, Charlie Kirk has a day now by Trump. He has a day. And it's on Martin Luther King's birthday. Or no, it's the day he got assassinated.
Oh my God, dude. How much more can Trump get away with? This is wild.
Oh, and then since Kirk got shot, oh no, he's used it as a cover-up, so now everyone's focusing on this. He slips so much shit under the rug.
How much you want to bet that there's people out there already saying that that not only was the attempt on Trump's life staged, right, but he also got the same ultra MAGA people, whatever, to go up and kill Kirk at this right time so he could get more and more done and get more and more followers and shit. You know, like, how many people do you think are, like pulling on that fucking thread?
The first one, I'm one of them. I truly do think this shot...
Oh, definitely fucking staged.
Okay, because I was really thinking, because...
We never got around to talk about it, actually.
Okay, yeah, no, the fucking assassination
you are fake
on
news.
Trump... You're telling me this dude, like, for example, there's a barn right down the fucking way by
there's
the gas station.
No fucking
plastered,
way.
Plastered on the roof of him with his fist
dude,
up, his
was,
bloody ear.
If it was easy enough to get a shot on Trump like that, Obama would have been killed within weeks of being inaugurated.
I swear.
Just because he was black.
Love,
because there's that many. That's how, I mean, for all the racists out there and all that.
Like, you're telling me the KKK wouldn't have shot him?
Dude, not even the
KKK.
It was
that easy.
Of all the militias and this, that, and their thing?
No.
I mean...
Hey, yo!
Get right.
For real. But no, It's just fucking insane, dude. Because that whole Trump thing, that was a political stunt, is what it
100%.
Was. 100%. Like,
and it was fake blood. He didn't get grazed. I haven't seen a scar. I know, because
there was a firefighter right behind him that got shot and killed.
Yeah, and then there was bystanders behind him that got popped, too.
It was so horrible. And it's like, you're telling me all that death just so you can try to win a little more? And then it got introduced that Elon Musk helped him rig the whole thing. And this isn't even fear-mongering. It makes sense.
What do you mean, rig the whole
thing? Like, there's a whole thing where there's audio where they, like, on TikTok, where if you look up, like...
I don't believe anything on the internet anymore.
I got you. But no, like, this is a thing where they
you
had
also
it.
Also think that we don't want to alienate audiences. Just report what you've heard.
Okay, from what I've heard was there was an audio somewhere where it was him basically paraphrasing in my best Trump voice I can do. Yeah. He was like, Elon's like really good with the computers. It's really nice, you know. He's pretty good. He's the best in the world. Don't clip me on that.
Sorry, it's mine now.
But no,
kiss
basically,
me, bro.
Yeah, kiss me, bro. But no, like,
that guy's a low life, scummy little fat rat weasel bastard.
I swear. No, Trump is like, I'm starting to feel like Trump is bad.
You do a better Trump than me.
Oh, well, thank you. It takes a lot of fucking work.
And Jax always had the face. Jax would just come in. Hey,
oh, hello,
and I would be like...
Oh, you're talking about the face like this. Like, it's pretty easy to do. You just gotta act like you just tasted something sour while kissing a cactus. It's not that bad.
My office.
I do not have sexual relations with that woman.
You are fake news.
No, but, like that new guy on SNL, that James Austin Johnson.
Yeah,
he does it fucking really well, I like love stupid him. Good. And that's like it's his way of saying it's like it's my office. It's my office though. Everybody's telling me,
but nah, it's fucking insane.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
What was he was saying that what fucking Elon got a muskrat?
Elon with his little
beep boop pop.
No, basically, if you go by popularity of the people, Kamala Harris won. That was put in front of everyone.
Me and Garrett voted for him.
For her,
guys.
Yeah. That's what I say. But no.
Not my president. She's a black. Hey, that was not bad.
Join in.
I'm gonna come. Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing,
your,
bing, bing.
Are you want your seat? No? Okay. But now,
don't be rude.
No, dude's a fucking idiot, man. I will say from the get-go, dude boiled my fucking blood. I'm just not a big fan of just rich people in general. I'm not, and that's
He's barely rich.
No, dude is like...
Broke as hell.
His business is very wealthy. Him might not... Wait, who are you talking about?
Trump.
Okay, I was wondering who... He's the worst
real estate developer in New York since there were buildings.
Dude, it's fucking insane. And like... Do what? Oh.
He was born a silver spoon.
Dude. Up his ass.
At the age of three, Donald Trump had a $200,000 trust fund.
$1 million.
Yeah, and his granddaddy's a pimp, so of course, you know, everything runs in the family with the Epstein files. So,
I know words, I have the best words, and there's no better words than stupid.
Trump and Epstein?
Look at my African American over here.
You're talking about the statues of him that they just took down in the middle of the night because Donald Trump realizes he's like, oh, I probably shouldn't have my face stamped with this guy. He's a human trafficker and I am a pedophile. So said Donald
allegedly.
Trump.
Stop it.
Allegedly.
No. No, not allegedly. It's true. And he's trying to destroy.
I have nothing to do.
And he's trying to destroy all kinds of other things in this country, like the economy. I mean, you know that $100,000 H-1B1? Visa thing that he's doing, which is insane because most immigrants, most workers that come in here under that, they're underpaid anyways, and there's no way they can ever.
They're terrible people.
They could ever. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're terrible. well, here's the thing. They're actually the think tanks that's making this country.
I felt badly for them.
For real.
And I thought this was a country run off immigrants, but he's.
We don't even know if they work. We're fucking immigrants. That's the thing.
Yeah. He doesn't give a shit. He just wants it for the white man. He doesn't give a rat's ass.
I beat the people.
He doesn't care how badly it will destroy the economy as long as the white man gets the job.
They
that's
respect
basically
me.
What he's trying to do right now, and it's awful.
It's fucking insane, dude. It is horrible. And I'm in construction. I fucking see it all over.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's even worse
horrible.
In construction, I'm sure.
It's fucking
Because the way the ice hangs out in Home Depot and stuff like that, just waiting for them to show up. And then they just come and group them up, and they just send them to, you know, Speedway up in Indianapolis, north of Indy, or the Alligator Alcatraz, wherever they want to send
them. Or the fucking Speedway that's either being built or just got built. The one that's right by the Indy 500?
Yeah,
that one up first, if you were listening.
Oh, sorry. I'm heated in the moment of just.
Oh,
the
it's
whole
okay. No, I understand.
General.
Trust me. No, there's a lot of anger with it. So,
welcome back to Ginger Avenger with the information.
What? Oh yeah. No, I know. I know way too much information on this.
He's locked
in.
He has a headset on and everything.
Dude, right when he heard Trump. Yeah. But, hey, fucking.
He's a jackass.
Dude, it's fucking insane, and the fact that they're selling merch for that shit. It's a concentration camp. It's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and selling Bibles for $1,000 with a signature? That's real good, too.
It's a cult.
People,
it's what it is.
It says specifically in the Bible what happens to people that does that thing, by the way.
Ice did a post where they used the Pokemon theme music, Gotta Catch 'Em All, with the Pokeball and everything on TikTok. Official page and everything.
Nah, did you hear about the $1 million music video they posted? Just to show off the new ice trucks.
Oh my God.
And it was a rap music video they posted. It cost $1 million. You know that little.
It's actually kind of low when it comes to music videos nowadays.
Was it tough though?
Was it tough? Did it? Was it a banger?
And the thing is, Trump didn't even pay for it. The government did. That was a government funded thing.
No, you're wrong. We paid for it.
No, we paid for it.
Oh yeah, true.
Our tax dollars pay for all of their.
I was about to say.
All their stupid projects. All their terribly wasted money, it's on them.
It's
all Garrett's fault.
Exclusive.
But no, it's fucking
insane. Haven't used that at all.
And did you hear about J.D. Vance when he was going to the little boat ride with his family? No, little boat ride with his family?
No, tell me.
So basically, and this, I wish this was a lie. This is nowhere near. It was proven with video and everything. He was complaining that the level of the river was too low. So he went, exactly. So he went in this, like to the city and said, hey, those fire hydrants lining it, I want you to dump all that water into the lake so it could be perfectly level.
And
that's our vice president. Yeah.
Huh? And did they do it?
They did it.
Cowards.
Yay.
I mean, yeah, but of course, they're under the fucking, the vice president tells them to do it with a shit ton of Daddy Trump's money. I mean, hell yeah, they're going to fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's broke right now, so of course they're going to fucking do something. Exactly. You have a rich billionaire slap a bunch of money in your face. It's like, hey.
As opposed to what? A poor billionaire?
I guess.
No, a poor billionaire used to be a trillionaire. There you go. Hey, guys, we did it.
Fuck
high
yeah.
Fives, high hands. We did it, guys.
No, it's fucking insane. But
all right,
no.
Next story. I think this is getting a little bit
Yeah, we're getting
too
a little
political.
Too... A little too
for,
much.
For the ha-ha, biggie bong bum bum bum.
Exactly. Let's get back to stupid
bum.
Shit.
Yeah. All okay, right. So I think we're going to take a quick breather. We'll be right back and talk about Batman. Still there. I'm on the back fucking head. Small ears, and I'm short as hell. But I'm funny, so yeah. I think it works out.
It makes it,
yeah.
It fits. Yeah. But now,
Oh, apparently Dom is my grandson.
Yeah. Is that what it's going to be now?
Apparently. Dom's grandson.
Okay. All right.
He calls Landon daddy.
Oh, I see.
And I have text proof. I asked him. I was like, bro, why the fuck are you asleep? And he texts me while I'm here. He texts me from upstairs. He's like, sorry, kitten. Daddy was tired.
Yeah. Kitten.
Sorry,
kitten. Meow.
Kitten meow.
Wow. You see, I text him so raunchy and so bad.
To where my girl gets so mad at
him. This girl will see my texts and she'll get mad about it and
that's
question.
That's probably why she doesn't want you here.
That's exactly why.
Gonna do some gay shit.
That's probably why she's trying to hardcore stalk into my shit.
Look at you when he was a baby.
Well, I'm a private. All my stuff's private. You can't get into any of my shit.
Oh, no. But no. So.
Oh wait, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, wrestling.
Wrestling.
Yeah, we were talking about wrestling. Yes.
But no, that's basically, I was talking about how Dominic Mysterio is now a double champion. He got the Intercontinental from the WWE, which he kind of cheated his way, but my boy's my boy.
But he's not.
You want to know how dated I am? Like on the generation that I used to watch that shit. Mm. Is that Intercontinental Championship? I was rooting for.
Roddy Piper?
No.
Shawn Michaels?
Holly. Badass Holly.
Hardcore Holly?
Hardcore Holly.
Or Scotty the Hottie?
No.
Or Hardcore Holly?
Oh, fuck the worm. No, but that was my generation, too. But no, like, Hardcore Holly was at the end, like, the very beginning nerd. Of when I started getting into it. But then the Hardy Boys, Dudley Boys, Christian and something?
Edge.
Edge, there it is. I always want to say Christian and Tate.
Yeah.
You see, no. Whenever Dom started talking about wrestling, I thought he was going to definitely bring up Gold Dust.
Oh, you mean Al Cody? Oh, yeah, Gold Dust, not Stardust. Yeah. I was about to say Dust. Cody Rhodes. No,
I'm talking about Gold Dust. Okay. I feel like you would really love him.
Oh, Gold Dust? Oh, I love the ugly dude.
We were just talking about the wrestling games, and I told him the best wrestling game ever
on the N64.
That I played was on N64.
Yes.
No Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And no it mercy. Took him a it's, second, and he's like, oh, yeah.
I liked WrestleMania.
If I ever see that on the 64, do you want to just pick it up?
Yes,
like the
please.
Legends
okay.
WrestleMania.
Any wrestling game on the 64? You want to just pick it up if I see
no,
it?
No, just No Mercy.
Just No Mercy?
Other. Well,
but no, let's just grab them in.
WCW versus NWO was the one I played for a long time, but there wasn't a lot of progression in that.
They also
No Mercy, there's a story mode and fully customizable shit. I mean, more than I ever seen in a game before.
No Mercy.
At that time.
Nah, listen.
No, listen.
No, listen, listen, listen.
I'm about to give you a Stone Cold Stunner right now in the studio.
What?
What?
DDT?
What? So, no, in my opinion.
Diamond Dallas Page does yoga now.
What?
Do what?
That's just a little side note. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. But now, no, my favorite wrestling game was the SmackDown versus Raw games on like PlayStation 2.
That's what I'm talking about.
And
is that the one with the Rock on the cover? Glitched?
Of course, he likes one SmackDown of them. What Raw.
Wasn't that badly glitched game?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's what I thought.
Because you had this thing called a creative finisher, and I'm telling you, you hit the trigger. And just the triangle. And I'm telling you, you could do super kick, super kick, super kick, and then stunner like that. And it like you if you hit that at the beginning of the match, they're dead.
Yep.
They're gone. Over.
I can tell you, it was Sweet Chin Music. Sweet Chin Music, People's Elbow.
It's awesome.
And then Swan Dive if I want to get fancy with it.
It was amazing. I loved it so much. Swanton Bomb. God, I love Jeff Hardy, man. I love that he is the first inaugural black guy that's a white guy in wrestling. Because, no, I'm telling you.
You heard it here first, folks.
No, this has been a thing.
He is backwards racist.
No. No.
Explain, please.
Okay. So there's a thing which, and this, you know, like the phrase invited to the cookout? Do you know that?
No, I guess I'm too white.
Okay, so basically, when someone's invited to the cookout, it means like, it's not the you got the pass, you know, like the pass.
Yeah, but come hang out.
Exactly. Like, you're cool. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, kind of like
you're
how
one of us.
Said I was part of the family.
Exactly. Kind of like that.
Yay.
It's the same thing as invited to the cookout.
Okay.
There's a difference between invited to the cookout and the N-word pass, where you could freely say it and you're invited to the cookout. That's the free pass.
I don't think anybody
pass.
White could freely say it, even if they get passes, because I have two passes and I still don't.
Exactly. See, I'm the same way. and I've never said it, but there's...
It's like the key to the city. I'm never going to own the city.
Exactly.
But thank you for the honor.
For real. But no, the whole thing is where Jeff Hardy is has been the icon, so many kids in the black community to where it basically raised them.
Really?
Yeah, where he was the inspiration for a lot of them, like people my age. For example, one of my old friends, same name, Nate, where he his whole inspiration growing up was, and he's from like the hood, like he's like...
Well, the Hardy Boys are from Carolina, I know
yeah,
that.
But yeah. He would watch wrestling, and his inspiration in life that would drive him further is Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
So that's why everyone says that he's... same thing as like Eminem, for example, where like they have the struggles and things like that. So like they got the pass. There was that. There's Edge is another one. Adam
really?
Copeland now, he got one. But that's because that's when Vince McMahon was running it. Heavy racist.
Still haven't watched that documentary. I want to though.
I think they took him down the old one. They have a new one where they're just, oh, they're all over the place with Vince McMahon. They're loving him all the time. Like, it's everyone's
no,
there, like...
there's, like, poo-poos through hammocks and shit. I've heard stuff.
No, that they took that down.
Oh, no, it's still a thing. But anyways, go ahead.
Okay, but Edge brought on where he's like, he was a bad guy at this time. And I can't remember, I think it was John Cena or someone was in the ring, and he's like, I would go in there and kick your ass. But right now, it's Black History Month, and this is one of the first states to ever accept that as a true thing. So I'm going to have my friend here kick your ass as a black guy. He went in there and fought him.
That seems a little weighted.
It's funny, though.
What's the right word?
It's like it was so lighthearted. It was funny.
No, not lighthearted. Not antiquated.
Performative.
Forced.
Yeah, forced.
Okay, it's probably the best. Yeah,
but the thing is, like, that was something that
it's almost
he
like,
wanted
it's like
to
if
do.
If I have beef with a black guy, it's like, hold on, I can't
oh,
fight
right,
you
because of,
I can't fight you.
Yeah.
Let me get Duran real quick. Yo, hey, I can't hit a black guy because that's gonna be bad for me.
Yeah, so here
you guys are both black.
So I hired.
It's like if a little boy's like throwing eggs at your house, and you have a son, it's like, dude, go kick that kid's ass down the street, because if I hit him, I'm going to jail.
Well, and if that's you hit him, I can just
that's
act like
antiquated?
I'm scolding
is
you.
Is that the right word? No.
What?
Pondering.
Yeah.
Pandering.
But, no. So, there was that. There's Edge, Jeff Hardy. I'm trying to think
Man,
if there's
I
anyone
I want to go
else.
To this cookout. It sounds like it would be fucking good eating.
I haven't been invited to one yet.
Don't worry.
Close,
hey,
but no.
I'm going to be firing up the smoker for Thanksgiving.
I'll be to your cookout.
I've been to three.
You've been to three? Is it fun?
You've
like
been
genuine
to three?
Like cookouts? They're
Is
so
it fun?
Much fun.
Awesome.
Yes.
I need to go.
I've been to a lot of E&J, though. I don't like that.
Yeah, Irken Jerk. Leave that
jerk.
You bring yourself a flask of some white boy juice. Because that shit is harsh. It gets people
It would
angry.
Either be that or
that's no
Henny
juice.
Or Crown. Henny or Crown would
oh,
be
Crown's
on a
fine.
Good occasion.
Dude, Crown's fine.
But most of the time it was E&J.
This is the reason why they call it Irken Jerk. Because that's what it does to your stomach. But no, I've been the... remember the girl I told you about, Maddie? Like
water. Damn it. Oh, yep.
What? Okay.
Anyway.
So me and M... we were the only white people, and this is like, I was freshly out of high school. She was still in high school. We got invited to my coworker's wedding. He had been with this woman for 27 years. Mm-hmm. They had four kids together, maybe five. Big old black guy, happy as hell, mm-hmm. always smiling. Love this guy. I think his name was Roderick, something like that. We were the only two white people there. And we got invited to their fucking wedding.
Damn.
Dude, I'm like, we are kind of like the VIPs here, other than the married couple. Whether we like it or not.
Kind of the main guys there. I mean, yes, there's the married couple, but like we...
Not VIPs, but it's attraction. Like, we're like white, so it feels like there's a spotlight on us. Literally.
Did you wear white suits?
Huh?
Did you wear white suits?
No, but that'd be balling if we did.
Dang it.
No.
White flashing
I was wearing, was that a black dress shirt? and decent jeans, style. And she was wearing this sexy fucking black dress. But I swear to God, they had that fucking good ass cornbread with the corn inside of it.
Trying to blend in there, Kyle.
Oh my God, dude, the food was amazing.
Wearing black and all.
Oh yeah, I had to pay respect. You know what I'm saying?
Oh okay, yeah,
it's all an idea for a pimp. You know what I'm saying?
But no, so.
So, I know Garrett, you were here a little bit late.
Oh yeah, yeah. Right.
But Landon's been here on the beginning of the episode. How do you think our new producer has done so far?
I think Dom's doing a great job.
He's done horrible.
He's looking real. He's looking real comfortable in that chair.
He's done shit.
I feel like
so
he's
bad.
Done
get out of here. I'm moving him get back to the fryer.
He's been doing a pretty good job.
I'm having fun.
Yeah, I think we have a good quality episode here, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah, pretty good.
You should go back and listen to it whenever I get it done. Because we had some good laughs, impromptu laughs right there in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right off the
bat.
Also, don't we still need to talk about?
Yeah.
We still gotta.
We're gonna wait for that one.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Make it last, baby. What's happening? Oh, last call.
He's right. Keeping me on schedule.
That's true.
Let's take a dip real quick.
Let's take a dip real quick.
I'm not going to say no to Nate. So, last call, everybody. What did we learn today? We learned about Dom.
We learned that about that David dude's a crazy psycho motherfucker.
We learned that you are my grandson.
Mm-hmm. In the back of my mind. And Atlanta's my adopted dad.
And a van down by the river.
A van down by the river. We learned Trump's a piece of shit. You know, nothing new.
Nothing new. We just now learned that?
Nothing new.
Good to know.
We got
good
a refresher. Charlie Kirk is another
better
late
than
ever. Yeah, yeah, I know. Just in case no one was listening at first.
Yeah. No, they're going to tune in late. No,
oh, yeah.
This isn't live.
They're just checking out the recap.
Yeah.
If they start it and then leave to do laundry and come back.
Yeah, I do that.
And then what?
Dom Mysterio is the next greatest wrestler of all time, and y'all can fight me on
and
that.
And then Jeff Hardy and Christian is pretty much
no,
black
Edge.
People.
Edge, not Christian.
Much black
fuck
people.
Christian.
Are pretty much black people. Apparently, they're... I want to go to that cookout.
That'd be fun. Jeff Hardy stage diving off of the roof onto like tables.
I can see that.
Why am I thinking of that guy in that? Was it? Don't Be a Menace to South Central. The guy had like 12 fucking teardrops, like down his eyebrow because he was in prison so much. Whatever. I'm thinking like he's got this new tattoo. He's got all these fucking teardrops down. I was like, man, you're trying too hard, man. And then we learned that, what happened in the very beginning?
Very beginning, we talked about,
I have small ears, but
yeah,
I'm charming.
Yeah, small ears, yeah, but it fits your face.
Yeah, I guess.
And that we're glad that you didn't have the big ears, because you'd be like fucking Dumbo.
No, you said that.
Your
words,
not mine. Said that, yeah.
And we both have dents in the side of our head because of glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sure Garrett can feel that. Or do you have a narrow head? Fucking ginger.
He's dude, ginger. I will say, with the hood on, you look just like my older brother. I'm not lying. That's not a bad thing.
You don't
thing,
have dents in your head?
Man.
No dents.
Lucky.
No
you skinny head.
Yeah. You have a tall, skinny head. Ginger.
He has no hair. And no dent.
Like well, no, he's the Ginger Avenger. He can't have any discern like features.
No
whenever,
dysmorphia.
Whenever he gets out of costume and he has to hide his identity.
I don't know. There you go.
Bobble bow.
Just
but we will old. Talk about Batman. We realize that we're mostly stuck in the past on wrestling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We need Devin here for this too.
Hey, it's the big
we need to get Devin in for this too.
Oh, 100%
for wrestling. Oh, you too. Oh, you
dude, you just put your hoodie, your hood over the cans.
Yeah.
and you look like an extra on like one of the new Star Wars films. Like one of the like village people, women that are just like trying to carry a thing of like almost apples because it's obviously not Earth.
Do their women have
and,
beards?
No, and you know she's about to spill them because the speeder is going to come through.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. But maybe the women have beards on that planet.
But let's get down to what we've been waiting for.
What was
all
it?
Night.
What's that?
The Batman talk.
No. That was last call. We're going to wait for Batman another time.
Oh, man. You got to edge me like that.
Daddy.
You got to edge.
It's weird, man. Grandsons should not talk to their grandpas like that.
Yeah.
It's like almost 4:30. It's almost 4:30 in the morning, man. We got to call.
I can't control him.
Wow.
He done broke the leash.
You're going to end up just like your father.
Just like
thank
your
you
father.
For listening to the Dad's Boy Friends podcast. And we'll see you next time. Love you, everybody. Thanks you guys for being here. Bye.
We be on my mind. Smoke a blunt. Let's get high. I've been on my grind. I'm just trying to get this right. Smoking on that line. Have your ass up on cloud nine. Fly high. Grind. Time. Niggas spitting hella rhyme. That cream be on my mind. Plus I got that lime sticky green. Holla dollar bill. Y'all floating. Go ahead. Roll that tree. We on cloud nine with the jets. Like a New York scene in the middle of the summer, wavy like the Cali breeze. I'm getting lit in this bitch like an explosive. Trying to flex big shit like that nigga Sean Roden. This that strong man shit, a grown man spliff. Got one more hit, so light that shit and let's get lit. We be on my mind, smoke a blunt, let's get high. I've been on my grind, I'm just trying to get this ride. Smoking on that line, have your ass up on cloud nine. Fly high, grind time, niggas spitting hella rhyme.